Be sure to check out Agogi Combatives. That is going to be the premier mixed martial arts destination here in the scenic city and the Tennessee Valley. At Agogi Combatives, you're going to learn real mixed martial arts from the best coaches and athletes in the region, like Torres Finney, who has an upcoming fight at the Icon Fighting Championship on Saturday, like Jazzy the Jazzmanian Devil Sergeant, who is the real deal if you want to learn some kickboxing, but you can also do striking classes, youth wrestling, anything that comes to mind in the MMA space. Agogi Combatives is the destination for you. You can learn more at agogicombatives.com. One more time, that's agogicombatives.com.
Now you're all in big, big trouble.
You're suspect.
This is how I went.
All right, we are here on the Watch It podcast for a Wednesday edition of the show. Little short week we're having here. Just got back from being out of town. Had a wonderful stay at an island off the coast of Tampa Bay. Good to see that everybody in the Tampa Bay region is doing okay following the hurricane that passed through that area recently. I know farther south in Florida, things quite aren't back to the way that they were. But where we stayed at, little island called Anna Maria, absolutely beautiful area down there. Really, really had a great time. And I'm back just for today. And then I turn around and I leave again tomorrow for my other job. I head down to the Florida Keys. So it's really all over the place. I'm spending half my month in the state of Florida. I know that there are certainly worse places to spend your months at. And it's specifically a good month because it's the start of October. Well, 12 days ago, it's the start of October. But just last week, it was the beginning of the MLB playoffs, which for a lot of people, after the first week, is when they come back out of their shell and they start consuming baseball once again. And in this instance, it's playoff baseball, which objectively is one of the best playoff formats that we have. It's an extremely engaging format. Initially, when they did the expansion of the MLB playoffs, I wasn't exactly over the moon about it, to say the least. Wasn't jumping out of my seat. But this time around, you know, I'm actually a really big fan of it. And especially this year, as we had an incredible first round in the wild card round, which is now expanded to be a best of three series, I believe it was. Yes, it was. Where previously it was single game elimination, which I don't know. Single game elimination is kind of crazy. It is crazy. Things can get wild. Things can get messy. But let's break down the first round real quick before we go in through the rest of these postseason predictions as I get a text message there. So the first round, let's go with the American League first. We had Tampa Bay and Cleveland. Cleveland swept them 2-0. I was watching the first game of this live, the 14-inning game. Wow. 0-0 until the hammer fell for the Cleveland Guardians. And the Guardians go on, and they're going to go against the New York Yankees. Yankees, obviously, first round off. They also have the leading American League home run king now, and Aaron Judge. Not sure how many times you got interrupted with the looks while you were trying to watch something else on ESPN, and it would cut over to Judge on the right side of the screen, either 9 times out of 10, getting walked or striking out. Not a whole lot of middle ground happening with big Aaron Judge there, but he did get the home run record, so big shout out to Judge. The other series we had was another 2-0 sweep, and that was going to be the Seattle Mariners, not the Seahawks, and the Toronto Blue Jays. This game, well, this series, rather, was immensely fascinating because of the way that Game 2 ended. We had the collision. Well, first of all, the Blue Jays were up big time. They were up. And it looked all but sealed. But then, bases get loaded. Something along the lines. And Bo Bichette, the Blue Jays shortstop, who's made questionable plays like this in the past. It's not the first time he's done something like this. There's a ball, goes straight in the, I wouldn't even say shallow center. It's dead center. George Springer's running up on it. He's coming up. He's running up that hill, as Kate Bush said. And Bichette is running backwards all the way from shortstop. Bichette is past shallow center, and he's getting into center. Dives for it. Both dive for it. And both come out injured on the play. So a big bonehead move by Bichette ties that game. And then the Mariners get their first playoff win, playoff series win, in a very long time. This was already one of their first postseason appearances they've had since 2001. So it's been a very long time. They're going to go on to face the Houston Astros, who find themselves in the postseason once again. Still, I would say still kind of dealing with the ramifications of the trash can debacle that unfolded. They were obviously in the World Series last year, and then years prior, they've been in the World Series several times, most notably in those when the Atlanta Braves beat them last year, and then another NL East team beat them in the form of the Washington Nationals 2 years before that. So they've been all over the place. They really have. Been everywhere. But the Astros this year, they go against the Mariners. The first game of the second round has already been played, so we'll quickly break down all those games just very quickly. Really, the big one of note is going to be the Seattle and Houston one, just because of the way that ended. If you're not familiar, Seattle up big, chokes it away. I believe it was Yordan Alvarez hits a monster walk-off home run to end that game. One of the greatest bat flips since Jorge Bautista, I believe. At least in my estimation, I would say that. Yankees take one easy against the Cleveland Guardians, rounding out what we know so far about the American League postseason. Well, let's head over to the National League, where things were, to me, a little bit more interesting, as we had a series between the Philadelphia Phillies. Philly wins in two games against the St. Louis Cardinals. It was the last run for a lot of those guys on that classic Cardinals team, like Albert Pujols and Yadier Molina, so it was good to see them get out, at least in the postseason. I would have liked to see them progress a little bit more. Could have watched them go against my favorite team, the World Series champion Atlanta Braves, but Philly takes this one and moves on to play the Braves, who won the National League East in shocking fashion when the Mets led that division for like 98% of the season and then blew it away after they got swept by the Atlanta Braves. Insanity. Absolute insanity. Phillies are playing the Braves. First game's already went down. Philly took that game in a close final inning for the Braves, 7-6. Very, very close there. And I don't know. I'm still going with Atlanta in this series. But am I a little impressed by the Philadelphia Phillies? I absolutely am. I 1,000% am very impressed by them. And here's why. They kind of remind me of that Washington Nationals team that I just talked about. When the team that took down the Houston Astros. Three straight wins so far in the postseason. Feels similar. A lot of veteran guys on that team. A lot of experience who have never gotten to the promised land of a World Series ring. But it feels like they're closing in on it. They just have a massive wall ahead of them. And it's even in their own series, as they're going against the Atlanta Braves, who, like I said, defending World Series champions, who have an incredible team, a team that I was worried about that has really pulled itself together over the past 3 months post All-Star break. And like I said, won the division against the Mets, and they came up big time in that series. They could not afford to lose any of those games. Well, they could lose one, but then couldn't do much after. But they didn't even worry about that. They put fate into their own hands, and they swept the New York Mets. And for the Mets, oh God, fall down to the wild card, have to play the San Diego Padres, a feisty all-in San Diego Padres bunch, a team that, honestly, I like a lot. Lose the first game, win the second game, and in classic Mets fashion, collapse in the third, Padres advance. Wasted year for the New York Mets, a over 100-win team, one of their best records that they had had in years. Squandered. Atrocity. Absolutely thrown away. Which is the most Mets outcome we could have predicted for this. So it's going to be tough. I don't know where they go from there. Jacob DeGrom, I don't know, this is just me, in his post-game press conference, didn't sound like he was exactly keen on returning to the New York Mets. They asked him, was this your last game in a Mets uniform? You come back and non-answers. Nothing to be said, really. Which is, I don't know. Very interesting. Maybe he'll be an Atlanta Brave next year. I wouldn't be surprised. I would be enthralled, actually. One of the best pitchers in the game. It's just crazy. You look at the hitting staff they had. You look at the 1-2 punch, which on paper is the deadliest in baseball, between Max Scherzer and Jacob DeGrom, and they could not close this out. End of the road for the New York Mets. Not the end of the road for the Padres, the Fernando Tatis Jr.-less Padres, I should even add. They're going to move on to face the World Series favorite, and for good reason. That is the Los Angeles Dodgers, whose starting lineup looks like an all-star team between Freddie Freeman, Mookie Betts, Cody Bellinger, who I know has been struggling, Trey Turner. That's a hell of a team they have out in Los Angeles. Very, very impressive roster they have there. But the big concern with me, and it should be mentioned that Los Angeles did take game one of that series last night. The concern to me, with the only concern, really, with the Los Angeles Dodgers, is the pitching. There's a lot of guys that they used to count on that just simply aren't there anymore. And that's not to try to write them off, because it's, you know, in the grand scheme of things, it's just if I had to pick one concern, that would be the concern that I would go for, is the Los Angeles Dodgers pitching staff. But even then, it's stronger than some other teams who were in this postseason. So we'll see what happens. But as for what I believe what will happen next, we're going to head back to the American League. I think the New York Yankees, they're going to take the ALDS, and they're going to head to the ALCS, where I believe they are going to be facing the Houston Astros. I hate to say it. I do. I really hate to say it, because I'm a big Seattle Mariners guy. I like the idea of believing in the team that nobody else believes in. And if they would have taken game one, I would have felt a little bit better about them moving forward. But dropping that game one in that fashion, it's a heartbreaking loss. Curious to see how they move forward, but I just have a hard time seeing the Astros take, the Mariners taking down the Astros. Plus, Astros-Yankees, not going to be a bad series whatsoever. So if that is the outcome that we have, that would be a hell of a series. I can see that going seven. But at the end of the day, something is just in the air to me about this New York Yankees team. I just feel something a little special here. Something's in the right. They have the home run king on their team, Aaron Judge. They have some other great hitters on that team. Of course, they dumped Joey Gallo, who heads over to Los Angeles around the trade deadline, which opens up some potential for them, as Joey Gallo couldn't hit a rock if it was 2 feet in front of him when he was on the Yankees. Slight improvement over at the Los Angeles Dodgers. The only thing that concerns me with the Yankees is closing games out. Not something that they've been exactly over the moon about this year. Whereas the Astros are a team that continues to impress. The number one seed in the American League. Hell of a team. But I just, at the end of the day, just something with this Yankees team, feel like it's going to be their year to head over to the World Series and represent the American League. Now, for the National League, I have Los Angeles probably taken, I wouldn't say a sweep, maybe a gentleman's sweep against the San Diego Padres. Moving on to the NLCS, where I still feel like the Atlanta Braves are going to be the team to beat. That's how I feel. I know the Phillies took the first game. They looked impressive. They almost blew it away in that final inning. Not something you can let this Atlanta Braves team do, which is a very talented, very deep team. Really cannot let those opportunities slide again. You all feel like they get one, and now they've wasted that. If it really comes down to it in a long series, I'm going to be taking the Atlanta Braves. Now, Braves and Dodgers, I feel like this is what we've been getting in the NLCS for quite some time. And they always go seven games, and I don't see this going any differently. I see this being a hard-fought seven games, an emotional seven-game series with Freddie playing in the NLCS against his former lifelong team. Tempers could flare, emotions high, and for that reason, I'm going to be taking the Atlanta Braves to go back to the World Series and represent the National League. Braves, Yankees, New York versus Atlanta. And I'm not going to lie, the series is interesting. It's, in some senses, a bad matchup for each team in different ways. Braves, much more resilient pitching-wise. That the pitching is honestly what could carry the Braves to a World Series victory once again and have them repeat. Where for the New York Yankees, it's going to be all about the offense. That's what they're going to need. They're going to need to keep that pressure on. But at the end of the day, I still feel it in the air with the Atlanta Braves repeating as World Series champions. Maybe call it blind optimism. Maybe don't. I'm not going to tell you what to call it. But that's just the way that I see these MLB playoffs going down. And I would be very happy with that outcome. As to no one's surprise, the second game of the Phillies and the Braves that was supposed to be happening right now as I'm recording this podcast, it's under weather delay. Thank the MLB, last tweet I saw, they're looking to get that game started around 7:30, so I'm going to head over and watch that very soon, right after I'm done recording this podcast. We also have the San Diego Padres and the Los Angeles Dodgers. They're going to be playing tonight as well if you're listening to this on Wednesday, the release day of this episode. Some other things, this is MLB and NFL related, is I did not know that Randy Johnson, the big unit, retired from the MLB. Well, obviously I knew that he retired, but he's a photographer in the NFL now. He was at the Chiefs and Raiders game, which was a hell of a football game as well. Raiders. Ooh. Kind of very similar to that Bo Bichette-George Springer collision that we witnessed. Tough. Very tough for both of those teams that we have there. I also want to give a big shout-out to myself here. I'm 5-0 in my main fantasy football league. This has never happened to me before. And just because of the fact that I am saying something about it now means that I'm definitely taking some L's next week, as it always happens in these leagues. But I want to thank you guys so much for listening to this week's Wednesday edition of the Watch It Podcast. We're going to be back here on Thursday, probably, is when that episode is going to be releasing. Maybe Friday. I'm recording back-to-back here. Make sure you guys get some good Watch It Podcast content. No episodes of the show next week, as I am traveling all the way as far south as south goes here in the United States. The continental United States, that is, for my other job, doing some work out there for the week, but we will be back here. Maybe that Friday episode, I'll be able to squeeze one in there for you guys, but definitely for the foreseeable future until the end of the year, two episodes per week. It's just been a hell of a time here for me and for the Watch It Podcast and everything going on in my life, but I want to thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of the Watch It Podcast.